Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Community Bible Plan Podcast. This is Aaron King here with
Trenton Hoggard.
Trenton Hoggard, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
We're going to be covering the book of Mark on these next few podcasts. And so we're going to start out today with just the background of Mark, kind of looking into what he was, what his points were when he was writing, what kind of genre this is, what he's telling us about Jesus, just some general information about the book. I love the book of Mark because it is just fast-paced, and he just starts, the other ones, you know, start with a long prologue, and he just really starts with John the Baptist and is like, here we go. So it's fast and furious. It is straight to the point. I forget the number of times, but he uses the word immediately many, many times in the book because he's just trying to get the point, like, we're going. Yep. It's the shortest of all the books because he just doesn't, or of all the Gospels, that is, because he just doesn't waste any time. Yep. He's just, he's talking, you know, he's sharing story after story.
My kind of gospel writer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so it was... probably the, you know, most scholars believe written by someone named John Mark, who you see throughout the New Testament a few times. He was an assistant to both Peter and Paul. And the Gospel of Mark was probably pretty heavily influenced by the Apostle Peter. Mm-hmm. That is where John Mark, probably most of his source material is coming from, which... is another thing I really love about the book, when you know that, because one of the things we're going to talk about when we talk about themes in the book of Mark is that Mark, more than any of the other Gospels, focuses on the failure of the disciples. And when you know that Peter is probably the source material for that, you can kind of hear him going like, and you know what a knucklehead I was? Like, I did this. Like, we did this. We asked this question. Like, we didn't understand it. You kind of have this self-deprecating, he realizes, you know, what was going on.
I think that's so powerful as well, just as you think about the theme for the year, you know,
absolutely.
The weakness of man and then God's sufficiency. And, you know, Mark himself, you know, if you recognize that character, that person, later in Acts, you know, we see him not necessarily painted in the greatest of light as, you know, his travels and journey with the Apostle Paul and go not as planned. And so it's just fascinating
Absolutely.
To see the combination of these two men who were radically changed and moved by the grace of Jesus.
Absolutely. And that's why they're able to just kind of talk about, you know, talk pretty, you know, lightheartedly, or maybe not lightheartedly, but they're able to talk about their failures without a lot of shame. There's also, this isn't, you know, this is one of those things that scholars kind of think, but there's a mention at the crucifixion of Jesus that, I'm going to get the details wrong, they tore the shirt off of a bystander in the crowd and he ran away naked. Most scholars think that was John Mark.
That's right.
And that's his little autograph on the book saying,
he wrote the thing, he
this
left
was
it out.
Me. Yeah, exactly. So they're, you know, they can relate all of that without a lot of shame around it, which is pretty cool. So we'll talk about that more in future podcasts. This was generally believed to be the first of the Gospels written, and scholars are date it somewhere between 50 and 60 AD. You know, that's assuming that most of the events took place, not assuming that most of the events took place, you know, in the early 30s AD, and then 50 to 60, somewhere around there, you have this Gospel being written. And it's just like the stories were circulating. Everything was circulating. There were probably some written accounts circulating that we don't have. And Mark was like, okay, like, let's get it all down into this account. Probably for at least one of the purposes of sending this out to persecuted Christians who were being persecuted under a lot of people think Nero, other, you know, Roman governors, to encourage them, to strengthen them, to remind them of what Jesus went through, because this is a gospel narrative. It's a biography. And just like our biographies now, you know, every biography is written to kind of make a point, mm-hmm. to kind of paint somebody mm-hmm. in a certain mm-hmm. light. And so Mark is trying to portray Jesus as this suffering Son of God. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of the focus on there. And so he's reminding other Christians being persecuted, Jesus suffered too. He mm-hmm. was the Son of God, and he suffered. Mm-hmm. And so just to encourage them to be faithful in the middle of the persecution that was going on.
Amen.
Yeah. That's really, we kind of were like Mark there. Mm. We really did that really fast. That that's like, right. That's it. That's the information on the background of the book of Mark, a fitting tribute to him to keep this short. Anything to add?
Yeah, I'm humbled and encouraged as you dig into the characters that influenced or wrote this book of, and I say characters not because they're fictional people, but just I don't have a biography of Peter. I don't have a biography yeah. of John Mark. But as you dig into these guys, I mean, you just see there's a truth about. There's a freedom about the gospel of Christ, like the fact that Jesus came, he was God, he is God, he comes as man, he humbles himself. There's a freedom that allows us as believers, more than any other human beings, to not take ourselves that seriously.
Yeah, that's so good. And that's so good.
And so, you know, yeah, I don't know. I see a lot of I just see a lot of hope and encouragement in this book as I read through it, because it is fast paced. It's on the move. It's exciting. It's fun. But it's a Jesus that is coming to people where they are in their weaknesses, mm-hmm. Headstrong, you know, excited, and he's loving on people that are throughout the majority of the whole book. Is just straight up missing the point. And
maybe all of the whole book,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and you mentioned it earlier, just with the theme of this year, our failure, God's faithfulness. Like, and we're at the time of recording this, you know, we're in the book of Genesis, and all of these quote heroes of the faith that we look at, we just see, oh, like you read their stories, and you're like. Mm-hmm. Really,
yeah.
They got it wrong way more than they got it right. Sure. And there's very few, you know, people in the Bible that you read and you're like, oh, they come across pretty good in this, you know. And so it's God's faithfulness carrying them through and God being really patient with people.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
All right. So we'll dive into a lot more of these themes in our next episode. But for now, this has been some of the background on the book of Mark. We hope you are enjoying your readings.